Hey guys, welcome back to another episode, coming at you again with a little evening walk and talk. Today I'm going to be speaking about the importance of waking up early and why having a simple process of removal in the morning could be the gateway to your own self-development, your productivity, your energy, and your overall progress in life. Not only physically, but financially, mentally, all those kind of good things. I'm not saying I've ever really been that lazy over the last couple of years. I always seem to have got quite a lot done, whether it be with my career, my training, my time management. I value productivity very high, very highly. And over the last 6-7 months, I went on that kind of Sigma male grind set flow of just making sure that I'm getting enough out of every single day, getting as much as possible out of every single day. So I've been getting up and I've been experimenting between, you know, 3:30 in the morning, 4 a.m, 4:15. And I found that if you can wake up at 3:30 a.m, God, your days last a hell of a lot longer than they would do if you were getting up at, you know, 7 or 8 or 9. And that's the challenge being self-employed. You're on your own clock. But with that being said as well, you're on your own clock, so you can actually squeeze more into each day. You can be the core driver with how much money you earn, how much training you can do, how much movement you can do, how many meals you can eat. It's endless. It is endless. And the scope is there because you can, you know, get pretty much a full day's work done before it's even 3 o'clock. Or 1 o'clock, I should even say. And that means having nailed all your movement, your training, everything. But the importance of waking up extremely early really started to make sense to me when I started experimenting with the hours of 3:30. And I read somewhere, and all like the top guys speak about this, but at 3:40 a.m, that is the time of the world where you are the deepest, most connected to your highest purpose. And this is interesting to consider because maybe a lot of you guys don't even know what your highest purpose actually is. But when it comes down to it, your purpose in life comes down to your values. What do you value? For me personally, I value my health, my wealth, my relationship. Most importantly, my legacy of what I want to leave on this earth. How many people I want to help, the life I want to lead and live, and the impact I want to make and the people I want to inspire. My purpose in life is to improve every single day by at least 1%. The kind of Kaizen mythology, or methodology, I should say. But yeah, I'm really, really connected to that, and it doesn't really matter what time I wake up, I'm always going to be connected to it. But when I was getting up that early, I noticed that I had this strange sense of feeling alive, this strange sense of the whole world is sleeping and I'm up getting my shit done. I'm up squirreling away, getting my ducks in a row and feeling connected to something bigger than me. It allowed me to clear all my emails before the day starts. It allowed me to get back to the hundreds of WhatsApps that I wake up to every single morning. Get back to all the Instagram DMs, Facebook messages. Really just stay on top of all that kind of catch information that tends to build up in your brain and takes a lot of bandwidth up, a lot of mental energy. I was able to deal with all of that within an undisturbed 90-minute period of time, which was brilliant. All whilst being able to start reading books that I always put off. You know, started reading 10 pages every single morning. Started stretching again, 10-15 minutes. I was able to dial in on my supplementation, something again I always put off because I forgot or I was too busy or something popped up that forced me to deviate from my supplementation. So I was able to start having my electrolytes, my salt, my vitamin C, my CLA, my omegas, multivitamins, my L-carnitine, OxyShred, whey protein, my fruit. I was getting all my vitamins and minerals done super early in the morning and just getting myself served more than anything else. Because I found for a long time that I would wake up, let's say, if I woke up at 7, maybe 8, the world was alive. People had trained, people had, you know, started asking for assistance, asking for help, asking for information, guidance. Just generally needing me. And you'd wake up, and because you feel like you've already set yourself behind from waking up a little bit later, you'd be in a so-called reactive state. And this would cause you to essentially reach for dopamine straight away. Whether it be like, right, I need a coffee, quick warm shower, I'll get changed, I'll get straight to work and I'll do this, then I'll do all the work on me. But what I started to realise with the wake-up time nice and early is I was able to serve myself first before I serve others. And I always understood that concept and always understood that philosophy, but I never really embodied it. Because at the end of the day, lads, all you really have is what you validate yourself on. And if I validate myself deeply on the purpose, direction, mission and vision I have for my life, where I'm going, the habits I have and the process I now do every single day to eliminate negativity, toxic vices, bad behaviours, then waking up early is something that serves me. Serves me really fucking well. Serves me massively, actually. I don't know if you can hear it, but I think there's like some fireworks or some gunshots or something going around. For any of you guys that don't know, I live in Maryhill, or on the periphery of Maryhill, just off from West End in Glasgow. So, one step too close to the left and either Madden County, one step to the right, and they're asking me where I got my tweed trousers from. But with that being said, the morning routine, the morning process, to me, allowed me to become more connected to my higher power, my higher purpose, sorry, and who I wanted to be, where I wanted to go, and really start clearing a lot of dead weight from my life. Gave me a lot of thinking time, reflection time, and also time just to self-actualize almost and enlighten myself through personal development on a higher level. And it just gave me a third party overview over how I wanted to start living my life. And you know what, since I've been doing that, a hell of a lot has changed. I feel like I've really shown up as a better person, became a better man, and off the back of that, I should say, it's really allowed me to dial in my CR, my circadian rhythm, my sleep cycle. And I started really diving deep into biohacking, testosterone optimization, living a healthier, longer, fair life. And I read that between 12 and 3 a.m. is peak testosterone producing time. And if I was now getting to bed at 8:30 every single night, waking up at 3:30 to 4 a.m. I was just coming off the tail end of that peak testosterone spike, and I'd wake up feeling really good to go, really fresh. You know, really fresh, whereas if I was waking up at maybe 6 or 7 or 8, I'd feel almost groggy or overslept. I was almost in a worse off state from having more rest. And I think your body can operate off what you give it. And I'm not saying having more or having less is good nor worse. But there's definitely studies or there's definitely experiences now that I've gotten deeper into this game that I can lean against to now think, you know what, I kind of get it now. And it even comes down to food. Like, if you're waking up that early, you're in this kind of fasted, high adrenaline state where you're like, let's fucking go, and you get a lot done. You get a lot done, so you're stacking wins. And then you're training first thing in the morning, tonic in the body. You're recovering faster. All the food that you have for the rest of the day is going towards recovering the muscles, recovering your body. And the windows between the time you train and the next session are full 24 hours. Not that it wouldn't be if you train at 2 o'clock in the afternoon every day, but I felt that because I was training so early, once I'd maybe had a couple of meals, done some more work, I could train again at night. And as a byproduct, I got really, really conditioned, really lean, really healthy, really sharp and in really good shape. And it's tough going into winter, which, you know, we're in right now. It's pitch black outside. I'm walking through a quite sketchy part of the town, but we're deep in winter right now. And the mornings are long, the nights are long, but the days are short. So you almost start thinking, you know what, I've got almost 3 mini days. I've got my morning darkness, my afternoon light, my evening darkness. And that's how I started looking at my life. It's 3 mini days, and I almost started changing and shifting gears through the days and changing character. In the morning, I would be this kind of spiritual, self-development, mindful beast of a human. Whereas in the afternoon, I'd be a high-octane operator, get shit done, go, 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 lead from the front, inspire others person. And in the evening, it would be like wind down, reflective, kind of a cleaner, almost a cleaner of my life. Cleaning out dead weight, tying up loose ends, getting the house in order, getting myself together for another day of attacking it. And I felt that was becoming such a positive cycle and routine. But just like anything, you can over-optimize for productivity, and you will tend to run into problems. And I did. Eventually, I started getting a bit ill, maybe last month, ran into some injuries, and I just now needed more rest. We're coming into Christmas now. It is the 21st or the 22nd of December, so 3 days out from Christmas. And, you know, I'm looking forward to some downtime, because I plan on rekindling or restarting that routine and going hard into it going into January. But I think, like everyone, there's that kind of natural year cycle where you do just tend to slow down towards the tail end of the year, and that's where I'm at right now. So I'm not saying I've been missing, but wake-up times have been pushed to maybe 4, 4:15, 4:30, which is still quite early. Still been getting everything done. But I've kind of lost that edge, lost that sharpness, lost that drive that I had over that 7-month period where I just really went for it. And I want to bring that back. But you can only really operate in small cycles, and maybe that cycle for me was long enough. So, morning process. Have one, don't have one. I know who will be more successful. I know those who have better habits, better self-prohibiting policies, self-discipline, will find that they make more progress in life, personally, physically, financially, mentally, all of those kind of things. And that's what I teach my guys, that's what I teach my clients when they come on board. The first 30 days are all about discipline, letting discipline set you free, having a wake up time, go to bed time, a time to eat, time to train, time to work, time to rest, time to drink your water, time to walk. We dial everything in to the best of our possible abilities based upon our lifestyle, circumstances, wants, needs, desires and outcomes, and we become extremely process driven creatures to allow the growth, the gains, the mental resilience and the progress to take place before your own eyes. And that is why I do believe a morning process is extremely important, because it executes upon discipline that lives within your heart, and it now gives you a chance to get ahead of yourself before the rest of the world needs you. Because you are an offering. When you can offer yourself to you first, make sure your self-fulfilling prophecy is met, and anything else you now do in that given day will allow you to essentially win. It's as simple as that. For boys, girls, people of the world, thanks again for tuning in to another episode. I'm going to be winding this down very soon. I'm nearly home. This was the exact same place I got to last night when I checked my steps. So I'll see where we're at. 7.7k steps for the day. Slightly underactive compared to what I was previously doing. And again, I just had a lot on. I've been working a lot more, you know. I'm not saying I don't try to stick to things as best as possible, but I'm only human. I can only do so much. You know, I've edited about 13 videos today. Spoke to every single one of my clients. Trained twice. Been here, there and everywhere. It's been mad. Done like 4 calls. Like, it's been busy. It's been busy, but never too busy to be better. And that's why it's, you know, 7:45 at night right now on a cold winter's Thursday. And I'm walking around the streets with a pair of shorts on and a parka. Just getting to work. And I like these walks, and I really like filming these, or sorry, recording these podcasts now, because they're almost like a mental note from me to myself, to you, while I'm out doing my thing, doing wee bits and bobs, and just kind of thinking. It's almost like a journal entry. So I do feel this year has been super progressive. Met a lot of good people, done a lot of cool things, experienced a lot of amazing experiences. And I hope you guys have as well. I hope you all have really had a chance to think. And this is maybe something I can ask you guys to do right now, whether you're walking, driving, maybe just chilling in the house. But I just want to ask you, are you actually happy with how this year went? And I'm not coming at you from a compressive standpoint. I'm coming at you from a compassionate standpoint. I want to really ask you, like, are you happy with the things you've done, the people you've seen, places you've been, conversations you've had, the physique you've built, the mindset you've carved, the financial status you're currently in? If not, you know, why not? You really need to ask yourself in moments like this, when you come into that kind of closure of a year, when a new life cycle is about to begin. Like, what's it really going to take for things to start changing? What are you going to start doing to really make that change? Because I ask you, I really do ask you, like, what's in front of you? Don't worry about what's behind you, but what's really in front of you? And what are you willing to sacrifice, compromise on, give up, or take action on to get to that next level? Because with every small decision you make, you're either stacking chips within your favour or someone else's. And I'd hate to see you guys live a life where you never reach your potential. Because I know I've not reached mine, but I feel like I'm slowly beginning to scratch on something. Everything just started making a lot more sense lately for me, because I've just been so connected to that higher purpose, that mission. And I hope you guys can find it in your lives one day. Because it takes a lot of work to get there, to have that clarity. You have to remove a lot of things from your life and get clear on who you are, what you want, and what success not only looks like but feels like. So I'm going to wrap this up here, guys. Much love, have an amazing Christmas and a happy new year. I'll see you in the flip side.